testing external and body-centered reference in haptic tasks. The experiments Miller and Allgatter, 2004 discussed here tested predictions from two hypotheses. The reference hypothesis predicts that the form of spatial reference depends on what information is most readily available and reliable in given task conditions. Miller, 1994. The hypothesis that spatial coding divides along strictly modality-specific lines implies that haptic processing of spatial information depends solely on coding targets in terms of body-centered cues. Experimental evidence for the prediction was sought by using set UPS that pitted the two types of reference information against each other in tasks that were based on purely haptic inputs and performance. Vision normally provides external background cues for spatial targets. Moreover, their use for reference in visual-spatial coding and memory is often automatic, and it rarely needs explicit attention. Visual-spatial cues were therefore excluded. The volunteers who participated were blindfolded before entering the experimental space, and they remained blindfolded throughout. Task conditions that exclude external cues from vision make